Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Yomtov Shechol Liyot Erev Shabbos. If Yomtov falls out on Erev Shabbos, so for example, Yomtov falls out on Friday. So now, Lo Yavashel Adam Betchila Miyomtov LeShabbos. Even though you're allowed to cook on Yomtov, you cannot cook on Yomtov for Shabbos, right? Your normal Friday prep that you would do for Shabbos, you cannot do today on Friday, because even though it's Yomtov and you're allowed to cook on Yomtov, you cannot cook from Yomtov to Shabbos. So Avol Bat Mevashahul Yomtov, you could cook for Yomtov. Vim Hoser, and if you have leftovers, then Hoser Shabbos, the leftovers can be used for Shabbos, because you didn't really do it for Shabbos. It was just the leftovers, and leftovers can be used for Shabbos. That's not considered preparing. The whole concept here is that you cannot prepare from Yomtov to Shabbos. So even though normally you prepare all your food on Friday for Shabbos, if Friday is going to be Yomtov, then you have to do your food prep really on Thursday before Yomtov even begins for the coming Shabbos. So in this scenario, when you're cooking on Yomtov, you can only cook for Yomtov on that Friday. But if there's leftovers, then you could use it for Shabbos. That's not considered that you're really preparing for Shabbos. Ve'oseh tavshil me'erev Yomtov. But of course, you can make a tavshil, you can make a stew before Yomtov. Meaning, the Chachamim said, hey, how's this guy going to cook for Shabbos if Yomtov is falling out on Friday? So they made a takana. Right? If, of course, he'll cook everything, you know, on Thursday, then gezunt hey, then it works. What about if he's got to cook some things on Friday for Shabbos, and it's Yomtov? So what do? You can't prepare from Yomtov to Shabbos. So the Chachamim made a takana. They said that a person, what they should do is make a stew on Erev Yomtov, meaning on Thursday afternoon. V'somech alav l'Shabbos, and you can rely on it for Shabbos. Meaning you make this stew on Thursday afternoon before Yomtov even kicks in. And then you can continue cooking even on Yomtov on Friday the next day for the needs of Shabbos. This is called Erev Tavshilon, like we mentioned earlier, that you're Ma'arvim, you connect the eve of Yomtov, before Yomtov begins, to the actual Yomtov, to Shabbos, to make it all as like one entity. And therefore, once you're doing that, then you're allowed to cook on Friday, which is Yomtov for Shabbos, because it's really connected to the food that you created before Yomtov, and that, of course, could be used for Shabbos, because it was done on Erev Yomtov. So that's the concept of Erev Tavshilon. And there are various explanations they bring down over here. One explanation is that it's for the honor of Shabbos, that a person should begin preparing his Shabbos preparations before Yomtov even begins on Thursday afternoon, so he shouldn't forget because of all the work that he has to do on Yomtov that he's got Shabbos coming as well, and therefore he'll prepare properly for Shabbos. Others explain the reason for this takana is for the honor of Yomtov, that people should see that, hey, I'm not allowed to cook from Yomtov to Shabbos, all the more so I can't cook from Yomtov to the weekday. If a person wants to do his food prep for the next week, he can't do that on Yomtov. So it's bringing out the beauty and the honor of Yomtov as well by showing that we don't cook from Yomtov to Shabbos, all the more so we don't cook from Yomtov to the weekday. But at the end of the day, what we're walking away with is that you cannot prepare food on Yomtov for Shabbos. Of course, if you're cooking on Yomtov and you have leftovers, that could be used for Shabbos. But if you want to create a whole Shabbos meal, what you got to do is before Yomtov even begins, when Yomtov falls out on Friday, so Thursday afternoon, put up a little stew, make the bracha that it should be for the Erev Tavshilin, and that stew that you put up before Yomtov even began on Thursday afternoon, it covers all your cooking on the actual Friday of Yomtov that you do for Shabbos, as if it's connected to one entity, and therefore you can cook from Yomtov to Shabbos. That's the concept of Erev Tavshilin. Okay. Now, what is this Erev Tavshilon that you cook up? What does it have to be? So, B'Shamay say, Shnei Tavshilon, you've got to make two stews on Erev Yomtov, on Thursday afternoon, to make an Erev Tavshilon. U'B'Sila Omem Tavshilecha, no, that one stew is enough to make on Erev Yomtov, Thursday afternoon, for your Erev Tavshilon. And they explain the machlokas between B'Shamay and B'Shilel, is that B'Shamay hold, since normally people will make, you know, they make more than one stew for Shabbos. So if you only prepare one on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, then it's not recognizable that you're doing this for Shabbos. So one's not enough. You gotta do two. Whereas Bez Hill hold that no. That nevertheless, Harbe Somcha Mal Tavshil Echad Af for Shabbos, many people will use just one stew for Shabbos. And therefore, even if you just put up one stew on Erev Yom Tov, it's enough for the Erev Tavshilin. So that's where there's a machlokas. Beis Hillel say you could just make one stew on Thursday afternoon for your Erev Tavshilon for Shabbos. And Beis Shammai said that you know you have to have two, because for Shabbos normally you cook more, and it's got to be recognizable what you're doing. But Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree, Bedag u Beitza She'alav, where they made like this stew where they would have a fish and they would shmir egg on it when they would roast it. So there, everyone agrees, Shein Shnei Tavshil, and everyone agrees it's considered as two separate stews. And, you know, even according to Beis Shammai, you'd satisfy their opinion, this one dish is like two stews and would work for the Erev Tavshilin. Nowadays, what the most common thing that people do is they take like an egg, and they take a piece of matzah, and they make the bracha on it Thursday afternoon, and then on Shabbos by Shal Shuras, they'll eat it, and that's what they use for the Erev Tavshilin. More like Beis Hillel, just preparing one food before Yom Tov for the Erev Tavshilin. Okay, what about a challah? The guy starts eating his Erev Tavshilin, right? Aisha Avad, or he loses it before he even began cooking for Shabbos. So now what? You can't start, you know, cooking now on Yom Tov for Shabbos because you've got no Erev Tavshilin. But if you already began cooking something, you could complete what you started. But you can't begin anything new. But if you started eating it, let's say, by mistake, you know, on Yom Tov, and then you realize, oh no, I need this for my Erev Tavshilin. As long as you leave over a kol shehu, which really means over here a kazayas, a share of an olive, then that's enough to rely upon as your Erev Tavshilin. So as long as, even if you started eating it, as long as you left over a kazayas, a share of an olive amount of this stew, an Erev, on the actual Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, you could rely on it as your Erev Tavshilin, and then cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos the next day. So that wraps up Mishnah Aleph. And just to reiterate, what we're walking away with is that you have to have one stew, at least according to Beis Hillel, that you make Thursday afternoon, and then that will permit you that on Friday, which is Yom Tov, you could cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because we look at the food that you made on Thursday afternoon before Yom Tov even kicked in as one long entity all the way through Shabbos, and to permit you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. Chol liot achar Shabbos. What happens if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos? So Yom Tov is on Sunday, right? So now what? So this has nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin. This is something else. So Beis Shammai say, matbilin es hakol milfnei Shabbos. They say that a person's obligated to purify themselves and go to the mikvah before the Yom Tov. Okay? And the normal thing was that you'd go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Tov. Right? So you come into Yom Tov in a pure state. And all the more so that not only the people have to dip themselves, but their utensils they purchase from the Gentiles, they have to dip it as well to make it pure to cook on Yom Tov. But Beis Shammai hold that if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, you can't go to the mikveh on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to dip everything. The person has to go to the mikveh, and the utensils he's using to cook have to be dipped in the mikveh already on Friday afternoon, because you can't dip it in the mikvah on the actual Shabbos, which is really going to be your Erev Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is on Sunday. So Yom Tov falls out on Sunday. Don't do what you normally do, go to the mikvah, you and your utensils, on Erev Yom Tov, which would be Shabbos. Rather, do it on Friday, because you can't go on Shabbos. Beis Hillel say, Kalim l'fnei Shabbos. Granted, your cookingware that you bought new, that has to be dipped in the mikvah to be used for cooking on Yom Tov, that you do on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos kicks in. Because since if you were to dip it in the mikvah on Shabbos, right, or on Yom Tov, it looks like you are fixing something. You're taking something that was unusable, and you're making it usable by putting it in a pure state. And that's like metakin man. It's like you're fixing something on Shabbos, which is prohibited. So granted, your pots and pans that you bought anew and have to be dipped in the mikvah prior to use, they should dip before Shabbos. But the adam b'Shabbos, the person themselves who's going to the mikvah to purify himself for Yom Tov, he could go even on Shabbos, and it's not a problem. Because it doesn't look like he's taking a bath. We know you don't bathe on Shabbos. But we know that he's not doing it for a bath. He's just doing it, you know, for the mikvah purpose. And for the mikvah purpose, it's okay. So we still say, therefore, the person himself could go to the mikvah on Shabbos for Sunday the next day for Yom Tov. But the utensils, of course, that you should dip in the mikvah Friday afternoon before Shabbos even kicks in. Whereas Beis Shammai, they say that no, we make a gzera that tefilas adam atu tefilas kelim, meaning for God, a person dip in the mikvah, even though it really is no problem because he's doing it to purify himself and not to bathe, but we're concerned then maybe he'll start dipping his utensils as well if it has to be dipped in the mikvah on Shabbos. And that's prohibited according to everybody. So they said not even the person himself should dip the mikvah on Shabbos, and the person and the utensils should dip be for Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, for the Yom Tov. Because they're concerned, if you're lenient by the person, you'll be lenient by the utensils as well. So it comes out, according to Beis Hillel, the utensils you dip in the mikvah before Shabbos, for Sunday for Yom Tov, but the person himself can go into the mikvah on Shabbos for Yom Tov, because it's recognizable he's doing it to purify himself for Yom Tov. Whereas Beis Shammai hold that both the utensils and the person should dip in the mikveh before Shabbos even kicks in, because if we let the person dip in the mikveh, maybe a person will start dipping his utensils in the mikveh, and that, according to everybody, is prohibited. So Beis Shammai is going to be more stringent, and that's going to be the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that wraps up Mishnah Beis.